Let's talk about growth mindset and fixed mindset and how they affect your confidence. Welcome to the Good Enough Mompreneur podcast, where we celebrate the journey of mom entrepreneurs navigating the world of business and motherhood. I'm your host, Angela Michuli, and in today's solo episode, I'm diving into the fascinating realm of mindset, specifically the impact of growth and fixed mindsets on our confidence as mompreneurs and as women and people in general. So as mompreneurs, we're often finding ourselves juggling multiple roles and responsibilities, which can sometimes challenge our confidence and absolutely our mindset. So today we're going to uncover how our mindset shapes our confidence and explore practical strategies to cultivate a growth mindset, empowering us to overcome challenges and achieve our goals more easily. So grab your favorite beverage, find a cozy spot, and join me as we delve into the empowering world of mindset and confidence on the Good Enough Mompreneur podcast. So let's talk about what growth mindset is and fixed mindset is. And those are terms that have been popularized by psychologist Carol Dweck in her research on achievement and success. And Dweck's research shows that individuals with a growth mindset tend to be more resilient and achieve greater success in their personal and professional lives. And they view challenges as opportunities to learn and grow, rather as threats to their self-esteem. They embrace the process of learning rather than merely focusing on the end result. And I'm going to link the article that I got this from called Thinking Pro. So Dweck's work also highlights the importance of cultivating a growth mindset, not just in individuals, but in educational environments as well, which is so interesting. And we've seen some of that, or I have as a parent, kind of work its way into the classroom, which I think is really great. So people with a growth mindset believe that their abilities and their intelligence can be developed and improved over time through effort, learning, and perseverance. They see challenges as opportunities for growth and more likely to persist in the face of obstacles. They also view failure as a natural part of the learning process and are more resilient in the face of setbacks. So with a fixed mindset, on the other hand, people tend to believe that their abilities and their intelligence are static and cannot be changed significantly. They tend to avoid challenges because their fear of failure, which they see as a reflection of their innate abilities. They may also give up easily when faced with difficulties, believing that they lack the necessary talent or intelligence to succeed. So a general summary for them too is a growth mindset is characterized by a belief in the ability to improve through effort and learning, while a fixed mindset is characterized by a belief in the innate, unchangeable abilities. And the really interesting part that was part of my training as a certified confidence coach was not only an introduction to the growth versus the fixed mindset, but realizing that we all have a fixed mindset about some things. So it's really important to keep that in mind. And as I've talked on other episodes, you know, it's a constant challenge. It's a constant pursuit to challenge those fixed mindset tendencies that we all have about various things. And one of the great ways that you can help change that is just having an awareness around those things that you begin to see a pattern of fixed mindset traits. So how can a growth mindset have a positive impact on your confidence? And then why does a fixed mindset tend to limit your confidence? So a growth mindset gives you the belief that abilities can be developed, as we've talked about, leading to a greater sense of self-efficacy and confidence in your ability to learn and improve. You have more resilience because you embrace challenges and see setbacks as opportunities for growth to build resilience, which is essential for maintaining confidence in the face of obstacles. Someone with a growth mindset will have positive self-talk. Individuals with a growth mindset are more likely to use positive self-talk and affirmations, which can bolster confidence and self-esteem. And actually, I'm going to include a free download of the affirmations that I include in my free mini course. So you can use that to kind of begin to work on your cultivating the growth mindset. So another way that a growth mindset can lead to more confidence is you're open to feedback. Especially as entrepreneurs, we want to hear about our customers' experience. So you want to seek out and accept feedback positively, which can lead to continuous improvement and increased confidence in your ability. So on the flip side of that, how does a fixed mindset affect our confidence? You can tend to have a fear of failure. A fixed mindset can lead to individuals seeing failure as a reflection of their fixed abilities rather than a learning opportunity. This fear can erode confidence and prevent individuals from taking risks. I certainly had a fear of failure with this podcast, a fear of failure with every one of my businesses. And there is just this innate growth mindset, I guess, where I'm willing to fail. I'm willing to work on getting better. And at almost 100 episodes, I think we've definitely done that. So we have so many little hidden fears of failure around many things. And that fixed mindset can lead you to avoid challenges that can lead to a reluctance to take on new opportunities for growth and development. And ultimately, that can make you feel less confident. You can engage in a lot of negative self-talk with a fixed mindset, and you can have a lot of self-criticism and self-doubt, which can undermine your confidence and your self-esteem, right? And then comparison with others is another symptom of a fixed mindset that can lead to unhealthy comparison, especially in terms of achievements and abilities, which can negatively impact your self-confidence. And a way that I really love to combat comparison is when you feel yourself looking at somebody else and feeling envy and maybe jealousy about what they've accomplished or what they're doing or what they're experiencing, looking at that as evidence of what's possible for you too. So growth mindset enhances your confidence by fostering a belief in your potential for growth and development, where a fixed mindset can limit confidence by instilling a fear of failure and a belief in fixed abilities. So what are the common fixed mindset beliefs? If you're asking yourself and you're going, oh no, I think I might have a fixed mindset. Well, like I said before, we all have a fixed mindset or limiting beliefs about something. So don't beat yourself up about that. I think having a fixed mindset is sometimes the default setting for us all because our brain is wired to keep us safe and to not necessarily seek out challenges because Our brains don't understand the difference between being chased by a woolly mammoth or a saber-toothed tiger and making a presentation on stage, right? So equally, we have to be in the driver's seat of our mindset and help it to begin to understand the difference that, you know, making a presentation and maybe not doing it 100% correctly is not going to be the equivalent of getting eaten by a saber-toothed tiger, right? It is going to be an opportunity to get better. You have to give yourself the opportunity to not be great, to learn how to be better. I will never change the trailer for this podcast just because it is a point where I know that that's where I started on this podcast, and I think I've grown so much, but I want to leave it as it is, as a benchmark for how far I've come. So common fixed mindset beliefs are that intelligence is fixed. You believe that it's a fixed trait. You can't be significantly changed by more effort or learning more, and that talent is innate, and it's something people are born with or that cannot be developed through effort. And this is just so not true because I wasn't a born podcaster. I might have some things that are natural to me that make me lean towards being a successful podcaster, but you know, it's something I had to put a lot of effort in, and I had to be willing to not be good at it for a while to find my confidence, to bring nurture my talents, and to learn how to do it well or better than most. So the negative or fixed mindset that effort is fruitless and believing that putting in effort is pointless if you lack natural ability is totally false when it comes to a fixed mindset. And fixed mindsets, folks tend to avoid challenges. They prefer to stick with what's familiar and avoid challenges to maintain a sense of competence. They have a fear of failure, like I've said before, and see that as a reflection of your ability and avoid situations where failure is even a possibility. Negative self-talk. Saying things to yourself like, you're not good enough, I'll never be able to do this, which I've heard numerous times by the moms that I've worked with or interviewed, has been along some point in their entrepreneurial journey. And the reason why I started this podcast and the reason why I named it what I did is that so many of us tell ourselves that we're not good enough. And that is the result of having a fixed mindset and ignoring feedback. You might find yourself seeing criticism as a reflection of, I'm not good enough, like reinforcing that belief instead of looking at it as a constructive way to improve. And you get that constructive feedback back, and it can feel like it conflicts with the belief in fixed abilities. So how can a fixed mindset manifest itself in your daily life? You'll avoid challenges. You prefer tasks that are easy and familiar and avoid new and difficult challenges. You'll give up easily. You'll feel discouraged and defeated quickly when faced with obstacles or setbacks. You might blame others, blaming external factors such as lack of opportunity or unfair circumstances for failures instead of taking responsibility. You might seek validation and approval from others to feel confident rather than developing intrinsic motivation. And you might remain stagnant, remaining in your comfort zone and avoid growth opportunities that require stepping outside of it. You may compare yourself to others, constantly comparing the abilities of somebody else and their achievements leading to you feeling inadequate or superior. So, and you resist change. New experiences due to a failure or uncertainty, right? So can you imagine how important it is to work to fix your mindset from fixed to growth, especially as an entrepreneur? Because you're going to have so many challenges. There are days you're going to want to give up, but you have to keep persevering. You absolutely cannot blame others. You have to take radical responsibility for what's going right or wrong in your business. You absolutely have to have a great sense of self. You can't seek validation and approval for others in your business at all. You can't stay stagnant. You really can't compare yourself to others. And you have to be very comfortable with change. So it is so important, especially as an entrepreneur, to cultivate that growth mindset, because I hope just hearing those things, you can realize how that could really eat away at your growth as an individual and as a business owner. So how do we cultivate a growth mindset? We can learn and embrace the growth mindset by educating yourself about the growth mindset, which, congratulations, you're doing right now, and understand that abilities can be developed through dedication and hard work. Now, our dedication and hard work doesn't always equal the outcome we hope it will, but it still plays a very important part as an entrepreneur in pursuing your goals. Practicing self-awareness, like listening to these lists and podcasts and getting really curious about your own behaviors and your own mindset, is so important. Recognize that fixed mindset thoughts and beliefs, you know, as they pop up, and challenge them by reminding yourself of the potential for growth and development. So you can begin to view challenges as opportunities and embrace them to learn and grow, and see setbacks as temporary and a chance to improve. You can begin to understand that effort is key and emphasize the importance of effort over innate talent or ability. And understand that hard work and perseverance are essential for growth. I mean, a great example of that is I was never like a really great standardized test taker, but I was always able to distinguish myself and do well in my classes despite not being the best test taker. I could have let that keep me from success in my life and academics. I even taught on a college level. So I never let what I perceived as this really ridiculous measurement of someone's ability to do well on a standardized test. It made little sense to me. I mean, it just seems like a generalized thing that's going to get you some people who know how to do well on a test. But it really leaves a lot of people out. And so I never allowed that to stop me in life. But one of the most difficult things, I think, can be developing and cultivating a growth mindset is to learn how to accept constructive criticism and not take it personally and see it as feedback for improvement. I see a lot of people struggle with that. And just use it as an opportunity to learn and grow. Be open-minded about criticism and learn how to take things that are going to help you improve and those things that kind of seem personal, and don't take it personally, because it can really be a reflection of that person who's talking to you and not really about you at all. So celebrate your progress, acknowledge and celebrate your progress and efforts regardless of the outcome. Focus on the journey of growth rather than the end result. And that has been so much part of my podcasting journey. I have at times felt like I couldn't see to the future to episode 100, which is coming up soon. But what I really needed to do was just focus on what was ahead of me, that episode in front of me, and seeing the collective work of all of the episodes I had done. Instead of maybe comparing myself with somebody who maybe had more downloads or more reviews, it's so easy to do. But like I said, when I feel myself falling into that comparison trap, I really try to turn it around and look at what is possible for me. So once you learn how to accept constructive criticism, a really great thing to do is to actually seek feedback and support. Surround yourself with people who are going to give you honest, educated, constructive feedback to help you grow, like mentors or coaches who can help guide you. I really love working with mentors and coaches and also being in that supportive role for my clients. Practicing positive self-talk and replacing the negative self-talk with positive affirmations and encouragement, and remind yourself of the strengths and of your strengths and capabilities. And like I said, I'm going to include a free affirmations download. And I really want you, it's so important when it comes to affirmations, to ground them in something that is real and truthful and honest for you. And you can't just say things like, I deserve to be a millionaire today. You know, if you really don't believe that, your mind is going to reject it and it's not going to work for you. But let's say you're working on your confidence. You can say something like, I'm working towards becoming a confident mom and entrepreneur. Instead of saying, I am a confident mom and entrepreneur. So grounding it in something that is real and truthful and honest for you, that's not going to feel like you're trying to, you know, force your brain to accept something it doesn't see as truthful. So the affirmations really work when it's something that you see as true and is grounded in your reality. So lastly, embrace failure as a learning opportunity instead of seeing it as something that's a mistake, but learn to, you know, look at it as a natural part of the learning process. And if you aren't making mistakes, then you aren't taking enough risks. You aren't putting yourself enough in your discomfort zone. So mistakes are actually really important. So by consistently applying these strategies, you can cultivate a growth mindset and challenge fixed mindset beliefs, leading to increased resilience, motivation, and confidence in your abilities. So in today's episode, we explored the transformative power of mindset in our confidence and personal growth. We learned that a growth mindset, believing in our ability to learn and improve, can lead to greater resilience, motivation, and ultimately success. On the other hand, a fixed mindset, viewing our abilities as static, can limit our potential and hinder our confidence. So which one do you think you have? Or do you have growth mindset about some things and a fixed mindset about other things? So embrace those challenges, value your effort over innate talent, and learn from criticism. We can then begin to cultivate a growth mindset and unlock your full potential. It's about recognizing that setbacks are not permanent failures, but opportunities for growth and learning. As we reflect on our own beliefs and behaviors, let's challenge ourselves to adopt a growth mindset, to see the potential for growth and improvement in every aspect of our lives. Let's celebrate progress, learn from failures, and embrace challenges as stepping stones to our success. Remember, the power to change our mindset lies with us. Let's choose growth over stagnation, effort over complacency, and belief in our potential over self-doubt. Together, we can cultivate a mindset that empowers us to confidently pursue our goals and dreams. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode of the Good Enough Mompreneur podcast. I hope you found this discussion on growth and fixed mindsets insightful and empowering. Remember, your mindset is powerful, and it can greatly impact your confidence and success as a mompreneur, as a mom, or an entrepreneur. It greatly impacts also our children. So by cultivating a growth mindset and embracing challenges as opportunities for growth, you can unlock your full potential and achieve your great dreams. If you enjoyed today's episode, please consider subscribing to the podcast and leave us a review. Your feedback helps us improve and bring you more valuable content. Think about how much it would mean to you when someone leaves you feedback on your business. It's the same for us here, so taking a few minutes to leave us a review means so much. And join us next time as we continue to explore the journey of mom entrepreneurs, sharing stories, insights, and strategies to help you thrive in both business and motherhood. And until then, remember, you are enough. You have the power to create the life and business you desire. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you in the next episode of the Good Enough Mompreneur podcast. I'm your host, Angela Masciulli, and I can't wait to talk to you next time. Bye.